Blog Talk Radio.
So it's fun to play some of it. Thank you so much for tuning in, folks. If you haven't heard by now, I have parted ways from my own conversation. I've been getting into the fun because if you haven't heard by now, Don Levin was fired from CNN, and Tucker Carlson has parted ways with Fox News. Yep. He had 99% of the viewers and Dan Bongino had the other 1%. It's more like 99%, like 98% and 1%, and then 1% for everyone else of Fox News. That way it's 100%. Cause... yeah. Fox News is owned by globalists and run by globalists or not. I'm sure when you get people like Tucker Carlson in there, they're like, don't want to go with them. Because I look at Fox News as a news organization that's, and I'll explain, I'll get into that, it really is. Let me see here. A Polish soccer star denies giving a Nazi salute after scoring a goal in Israel. Yeah, like a Polish person's going to support a Nazi. And... Ocasio-Cortez. Fox News' Carlson very clearly inciting violence. That's what he was doing. Tucker Carlson was inciting violence. That's what he was doing, but... I can get into tons of Democrats that really incited violence. Don Lemon terminated after 17 years. Bud Light marketing executive Daniel Blake on leave after Dylan Mulvaney ad campaign. She's done. Like, most people are done with Budweiser, period, just like Fox News. AOC and the Republican Party are attempting to roll back civil liberties on women, and how dare you not let a woman kill a baby because she wants to, because she gets pregnant, because she doesn't accept the consequences of possibly getting pregnant when having sex. RFK Jr. slams DNC for rigged primary. No debates. Moving South Carolina to first state. So much I want to get into, folks. Don't forget this.
Hey, Ryan Leek here, and I just want to look at the verse of the other day that he found in 2 Corinthians 9, verse 6. It says, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And whoever sows generously will also reap generously. I think upon reading this verse, our natural inclination is to think about it in the context of our finances. But today, I want you to consider this verse in the context of who we are and how we show up in the world. When I think of a person who sows generously, I think of someone who is consistently going above and beyond the status quo. Somebody that is going above and beyond the call of duty. This is a person who isn't just checking boxes in their home or their job or their school. But this is a person who is looking for opportunities to exceed other people's expectations. And in my experience, I've encountered these kinds of individuals who sow generously and go above and beyond for others. They find themselves in situations that are above and beyond where they thought they would be in life. which should have taken them 5 years to pull off, only took them 2. And I believe that happened because of a result of the mindset they carry as it pertains to generosity. I encourage you today to look for an opportunity to go above and beyond for someone else and sow generously. That's what I want you to think about today.
How can you live generously today? That's right. Remember this, the farmer who plants only a few seeds will get a small crop, but the one who plants generously will get a generous crop. That's 2 Corinthians 9:6. The problem we have is like, please, I've got to take as much as you want. Okay, thanks. We'll take it. It's just, no, we can't. This is yours. Okay, I've got like five times what is here at home. I brought in like 4 little quart-sized bags of tomatoes. I've got like 30 quart-sized bags of tomatoes at home. I can't eat them all. Please take them. Please. I don't know. Are you sure? I don't want to take your tomato. I brought them in for you to take. I'm throwing them out because they're rotting, because I can't eat them fast enough, and no one will take them because they feel bad. I'm trying to spread generosity. We have some Indians that are like, hey, I'm like, anything you want on my garden, please take. You can just say, hey, we took some tomatoes. Great, good, you know. And they've got stuff, and you share. I didn't grow this. Like, we're going chocolate peppers. Wait to see what they're all about, but you know, think about that, you know. I want to get into the big news of the day. Supposedly, the agent for Don Levin's like, yep, you're gone. What? Yeah, you're gone. What? Yeah, you're fired at CNN. Huh? CNN has come out and actually in 7 o'clock Central Time, which would be 8 o'clock where I am, Mo Johnson's going to be back on with supposedly some more info, but what my sources are telling me is that he's been blindsided. But CNN has supposedly come out with a statement that has said that they tried to have a talk with him and no go. 17 years. I just like, man, Don Lemon, you're done. I mean, to the one viewer out there that actually watched him, I feel for you. I do. You don't have to agree with him, because when he was getting eaten alive, like last week, I think it was, when this guy was spewing facts and he couldn't debate the facts. You know, when you have facts and they can't, sort of like in John in the Bible, if you read John, I'm in John right now in the Bible, and in John like 6 and 7 and 8, and wait a minute here. You're saying I'm working by healing on the Sabbath, but you will circumcise on the Sabbath, you Jewish people, so as not to break the law of Moses. How can you circumcise on the Sabbath as to not break Moses' law? And that's okay, but I can't heal on the Sabbath because that's considered working. Very interesting. You know, when he was just getting bombarded by all these facts. Of course, like when, it's funny how people talk about, like, conservatives haven't been this, what the right-wing people haven't been this outraged when Tucker Carlson left Fox. This guy posted this thing that right-wing activists have not been this outraged since they lost the Civil War. Democrats were the ones that were the slave owners that lost the Civil War. The Democrats, It's amazing how many people don't know their own history. You know, people have this, I don't know, I still try to find out when this magical switch happened where Democrats or black people in particular support a party that enslaved them, segregated them, and Jim Crow lied to them, tried to keep them from voting. Because under that, a guy commented, yeah, Lincoln was the one that freed the slaves and he was a Republican. Why these people think that Trump let Jewish people in Mar-a-Lago. And he was like criticized. They're like, how dare you? Can you believe it? Tucker and all his lies. He's out of Fox News. That race leader, that guy, that Tucker Carlson, he was a violence inciter. How dare he? He took 5 hours of video footage and took 5 seconds. It showed Tom. January 6th was a complete total riot. Those anti-Americans stormed the Capitol with an intent to kill people and intent to destroy America. And Tucker Carlson showed 5 seconds of the video footage that showed in time. And I'm sure it was all edited. That's what people are basically... Fox News is owned by Disney that owns ABC. You haven't seen that video where it shows like Fox, ABC, CBS, and NBC, all these affiliates nationwide. Remember that time? When people were turning, and they still are, people are turning off news like crazy, and they're going to the Epoch Times, they're going to Breitbart, they're going to One America, they're going to Newsmax, they're going to The Blaze. We're tired of this communistic government-controlled media, and it shows them all reading the same script about facts, about sharing stuff on social media without fact-checking and this and that, without doing your homework. Yeah, without doing my homework. Yeah, that's why all these people, like, just shoot up and get the vaccine. We can't go back to normal until we need to get the vaccine, because they said in the beginning, you need to get the vaccine to stop the spread. And once everyone's vaccinated, we can get back to normal because no one can get coronavirus. Well, the pharmaceutical company knew all along that the vaccine never prevented the spread of the, never would stop the spread of the virus, never would. The number of people that died in like the first 90 days of the trials died. Would have been enough to shut anything, and they kept it going. Shut down any vaccine, whatever. But that's a whole different ballgame, folks. That's the problem. When a lot of these stuff that we were, that I had so many posts flagged, I was put in Facebook jail for stuff that now the pharmaceutical company has said all along, I had people go off, yeah, whatever, you can't get the coronavirus if you're vaccinated, piece of shit, and the things I was called. Because there was a Dead and Company shows, and like, to be, you had to be vaccinated to be in the pit. And I'm like, what does that have to do with anything? I have a buddy right now in the hospital who's fighting for his life with COVID, and he's been fully vaccinated. And I had so many people, you can't get COVID if you're vaccinated, you stupid moron, da 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 da. And they shut the feed down. Bad, but guess what? The pharmaceutical manufacturers knew it would never stop the spread. Now, if you get the vaccine and don't have any myocarditis, don't have any major problems, then we're okay. Okay? I don't really know if they know what percentage, like, okay, how well it would protect you when you'll get it, but how better off you are. And there's actually tons of data that say that, actually, believe it or not, natural immunity is better than the vaccine. You're better off getting it and hope you don't get sick enough and die, and you fight it off, because it'll be better with the natural immunity. But anywho, you know, all the stuff that we were told You know, but that's the media. Tucker Carlson leaving Fox News. Bye-bye. Great. Good for him. Like I said in the beginning of the program, 98% watched Tucker Carlson, 1% watched Dan Bongiano, and the other 1% watched everything else. Tucker Carlson and Dan Bongiano were their ratings people. And basically, I don't know if I can't explain it properly, but maybe it's like this. Maybe I was right the first time, kind of. Dan Bongiano and Tucker Carlson probably made up about 99% of the people that watched Fox News, and everyone else, the 1% was anyone else. A lot of people commented that, yeah, I only watched Tucker, and now he's gone. See, I gave up on Fox News on election night 2020, and I've not watched it since. Now, if there's something major breaking that Tucker Carlson shows, you know, like those insurrection videos that aren't insurrection when you have police. It's funny because there was a guy that goes, yeah, he took like all this footage, just 5 hours of footage to show like 5 minutes of peace and calm. What do you mean by peace and calm? The videos he showed had police officers escorting and walking the people around. They were escorting them. They weren't trying to, if they were insurrectionists, why were the cops showing them around and, oh, go in here, let's see if this unlocks, let's go in here, let's see if we can get in here. Why weren't they arresting them if they were, quote, insurrectionists, like this one guy said, because I remember that day so vividly, because we wanted to go, but we ended up, my wife had a doctor's appointment in Ohio. No, it was in Indianapolis, not Ohio, I remember. Hey, it's in the next state over, what the heck. But anywho, I couldn't go in there because I had to have been like an interpreter because they were so paranoid. Like, okay, my wife had to put on like a damn hazmat suit and everything. I'm like, are you kidding me? And I couldn't go in there with her. I should have just sat there and I should have just flipped off the person that's the attendant. Yep, I'm the sign language interpreter. She's deaf. And then just enough to, because I'm sure once I got past him, I might have been able to sneak in, but nope. And so I'm in my car, and a guy commented, and he goes, you ever wondered how, okay, I've been to D.C. many times. Security is, it's very hard to get anywhere around that place. This is a day that they were supposed to be deciding whether or not they're going to, question the election, the electoral college, the electoral votes, because the vice president has the ability to, you know, say, yep, I'm going to question this. I'm going to object to this. No, I'm not. And guess what? With all those people there, security should have been very, very, very tight. But with everything I've heard and the little bit I've seen, they were able to basically just, like, walk in. Walk in with, like, ease. Walk in with ease. Like, with nothing. All the video footage that Tucker has, cops are escorting them around and showing them, let's go in here, let's do this. If they were true insurrectionists, the police officers would be arresting them. Look at all those photos. Remember when we showed those? Well, this guy is this thing. No, it's not. And they would get facts checked. This is not the same guy. Yes, it is. But because, you know, and it was like they were, remember those old cameras that like you would sit there and you could sit there and you put it on a tripod. And if you turn this dial, you'd have 5 seconds to get in front of the camera before it snapped the shot so you could kind of get in front of it. Oh, those are the old days. But anywho, when that happened, remember that? Remember those? Those photos, there were tons of photos of the supposed insurrectionists in there like they were posing for a photo. Okay, if I'm going in to the Capitol building to do insurrection and stuff, okay, I have a game plan. This is what I'm doing. I'm not going to be posing for photos. I'm going to be taking back my country. I'm going to be taking the tea and throwing it in the Boston Harbor. That's just me. They're all like going off on Tucker. He's going up. That's good. Trust me. Fox News is Fox News. The purpose of Fox News is to keep a divide. It's the illusion of choice. You got choice. You can watch liberal MSNBC. You can watch liberal ABC. Or you can watch Fox News, owned by the same company. Kind of like having Manchester United and PSG owned by the same company, having the same owners. And if they play, who do they root for? I own both clubs. Either way, no matter who wins, I cash in. You know, so like I've said before, if you say, I don't support what this restaurant stands for, well, yeah, we're a restaurant conglomerate. So if you don't like this company, you can't. Here's these 10 restaurants that we that are under our umbrella, that we're like the main parent company. We run all these. Yeah, we're a Wakitaki restaurant group, and we own these 10 restaurant chains. So if you don't like what Wakitaki stands for, the Wakitaki Restaurant Group, which I'm making just a fictitious name. Don't try to go look it up. I know someone's going to try to do that, but don't try to. But look it up. Just kidding. But if you don't like what that company stands for, then here's 10 restaurants you couldn't eat at because their parent company is the Wakitaki Restaurant Group. So if they support liberal causes, sort of like the Epoch Times, they have partnered with Patriot Mobile. Well, I think Patriot Mobile uses no one right now that is, if I was to come up with a veterans mobile run and owned by vets, guess what? I would be having to piggyback off of someone's cell towers. That no one that is getting into the cell phone game in 2014, I think some Patriot Mobile did, are putting up their own cell towers. These Verizon Wireless and AT&T and T-Mobile Sprint have been doing that since the 80s, late 80s. Folks, if you're going to use like one of these other carriers, the three main ones, the Sprint, T-Mobile, Verizon, or AT&T because they're liberal, and you want to go with the Patriot Mobile, you're going to have to, they're going to have to piggyback off of someone. They're not going to be... I've not heard many good things about Patriot Mobile. What I'm understanding is like, okay, there's like a lot of people that want to join, but they have way too many growing pains. They have way more people that want to join Patriot Mobile than they have space for, okay? We have like 5,000 people that want to join a day, and we can only accommodate like 200 people. I mean, because that's one thing, like if I join Patriot Mobile, I'd love to be able to go to a local store and pick out a phone like AT&T and do stuff like that. And I think they're way away from that, you know, and maybe they've worked out their growing pains and you can join them and not be growing pained, you know, not be growing pained, not, you know, because I know a lot of people, that's what they feel like. More people want to join than they can handle. But it's a good, in a way, it's a kind of a good thing. But it's like, you know, Fox News is owned by global elitists. You know, and when you had, remember Maxine Waters? And you need to get into these conservative spaces, get into these pro-American spaces, get in there, don't back down. When you've had all these liberals that are pushing and inciting violence, like, get into those Trump faces, don't back down, get into their faces, give them hell, give them bleep and bleep the bleep and bleep. Oh, but Tucker Carlson incites violence. Ocasio-Cortez, who's paying your bills? Who is, I mean, you make no sense. That's what scares me, is this country that we live in. Because it's going, you know, like I said, if a lot of these kids today, if they got their wish and got the country that they want, we would have, let me be honest. If in the late 90s, early 2000s, if those kids got their wish for the country they wanted, most teams, we would still be British. Now, if we had the country that most kids want today, we'd be North Korea. I mean, I've seen people that do the, like the Hitler salute, but with the fist, like the commie fist, where they, and they go, communism will come here. Communism is coming. And they're in support of it. And I don't mean, when I mean communism, I mean like North Korea, Juche ideology, where who made the car? The dear leader did. Who allows me to breathe? The dear leader. That type of, where if you can breathe, thank the dear leader. If you have food to eat, thank the dear leader. Because like that, like my sister, when she said mine, this guy's like, oh, thank God for free health care. Oh, yeah. Free health care. Who's paying for all this health care? I never thought about that one. No, the government's paying for it. Well, where are they getting the money? I don't know. They'll probably just see. Some people think that a bill is just the government telling, it's like the government ordering up the printing presses. We need more money. Kind of like, what's funny about that, but think about it like this. There was a Pawn Stars episode where this guy had this flight jacket. And this guy goes, yeah, these are kind of a misnomer. What? Well, 7-8 years ago, you could have gotten $20,000 for these or whatever. It was really high. But recently, there have been a bunch of them that have been discovered. Now that there's been a crapload discovered, they're not as valuable as they used to be. They've gone way down now that they found a whole bunch of them. But a lot of people in this world, don't worry, folks. If you said, I guarantee you, if you offered kids a $2,000 inflation relief check, 99% of this population would be like, score! $2,000 inflation relief checks? Are you kidding me? That's what's gotten us here. Let's spend, spend, spend. But that's the problem. When a Democrat's in office, we can spend $500 billion. We can pay the debt of every country off. Don't worry. We'll just send them as much. How much money do you need? $18 trillion? Don't worry. We'll just print. Don't worry. The national debt doesn't matter. But as soon as a conservative's in office, yeah, I need $1. You're going to kill us. You're going to bankrupt America. It's crazy, folks. But don't worry, folks. Everything's going to be okay. The world's a safer place now because Tucker Carlson is no longer Fox News. I mean, people act like it's great. For Tucker, Fox needs him, not the other way around. Tucker Carlson does not need Fox News. They need him. Just under 30 minutes left in the program, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in. You know, CNN sucks. They're horrible, and Don Lemon was bad, and CNN is even worse. That's where it is. No one cares. And they should care. They should realize, okay, folks, our country is going under. Something's got to change really quickly. You know, I said on the program many times before, folks, we had unlocked trucks with shotguns in the back of them. There were no school shootings. What's changed in this nation? Why have we all of a sudden have prostitutes and hookers disguised as, oh yeah, transgender cross-dresser people at teaching kids in the library? Yeah, people pushing this woke agenda. Wait a minute here.
Having sex.
And, you know, we got to put our priorities straight, you know. When we grew up, you didn't have to worry about having an unlocked truck with guns in it. Now the gun is the problem. Wasn't the problem back then? Well, the gun's not the problem now. It's okay, folks. It's okay, folks. We're going to have transgender people teach your kids. Never thought I'd see today. We have transgender people that you don't know what gender you are. I don't either. I don't even know what gender I am. But it's okay, folks. It's okay, folks. We're going to figure out what we are together. We are, what is my pronoun? My pronoun. I don't know what I'm supposed to call myself. Help me. Yeah. All of a sudden, we have a crapload of people that don't know who they are. What gender? Where did this? It's like those Glenn Beck programs that they did where they showed like gym in like the 60s. And you had the rope climb and all this stuff. Kids can't do that today. No, they couldn't. No, they couldn't, folks. Not today. I mean, but then you have kids that don't know anything. We got to shake a magic dice or like the magic eight ball. Because we went from ice age to global warming to climate change to climate crisis to even had Greta Thunberg. Are you going to denounce all these people that came to this climate crisis summit in private Lear jets, which are literally destroying the environment? Like Pierce Morgan says, yeah. So let me get this straight. So eating meat's wrong, but you're going to allow your avocados to be flown from all over the world. They make no sense, folks. It's okay, folks. I'm not going to use a gas-guzzling car, but I'm going to use a electric car that runs off of fossil fuels, natural gas, oil, and coal. No, they don't. Well, where do you think that electricity comes from? All those things I mentioned are what produce the electricity that gets your electric car to go. Dude, come on, man. I got to get to the hospital. Dude, I've only got 2-mile range, man. The hospital's 4 miles. I got to let the thing charge. Come on, dude. I'm dying. Dude, I can't. It's not going to charge any faster. Just, come on, man. Then you call the hospital. Yeah, sir, we can't come to you right now. We're in a holding pattern. Our ambulance is charging. What? Yeah, we switched to EV ambulances, and yeah, they need to charge. Sort of like Brian Regan when he's like, you know what? The biggest oversight in the hospital? Valet parking. I mean, even if you're... Go in. Tell them you're even if you're going with someone, go in, tell them you're shot. You know, you want to have someone park your car. I think I'm going to collapse immediately. Can you park my car? But it's the truth. We got a bunch of uneducated kids that don't know anything. All they're indoctrinated with is they don't know what their name is, what their gender is, anything about anything. They don't know anything, but don't worry, folks. It's okay. News. Right? They're there to keep the divide going because, like I said on the program a couple times, take a jar and put 100 red and black ants in there, 100 of each. Ain't nothing going to happen. They'll live in harmony until you shake up the jar. If you violently shake that jar, those ants are going to start killing each other. I wonder who's shaking our jar. I wonder who's trying to divide us. That's why you can't let them. You know, it's like this one video with this, can you believe these conservatives outraged with the transgender person on a Budweiser container? I want to know where all the feminists are outraged that a man is on a Budweiser container. Where are all the women? And I'm not talking elitist. I'm talking about everyday average females. Why aren't they outraged that the Golden Globes, the Woman of the Year for the Golden Globes, some famous award that goes to the woman in the Golden Globes went to a biological man? The number one female in this administration right now is a biological male. Who won the NCAA swimming, the best, a biological male? And when that one lady was asked, why, when we tied, why does it go to him? Well, it's about a photo op. All it is. We gotta have a mentally deranged guy who I honestly think that dude is getting two things out of this. He couldn't win at all as a man. To win, he decided to say, not only will I be able to dominate women's swimming, I'll be able to go in there and get my jollies off by getting to undress and look at all these girls naked. And guess what? If they give me crap, they're the bigots. How is a biological man pretending to be a woman because he sucked at swimming and couldn't win as a man. How is a man who pretends to be a girl just so he can win at swimming and get to see girls undress? How is he not wrong? How are these females that are outraged, how are they the problem? He's the one that needs to be locked up in a padded room. He needs help. He is like that. There's no difference, in my opinion, between someone like him and a 70-pound girl who says she's 500 and wants liposuction and goes to the ER and demands liposuction. Sorry, there's no difference. None. Nope. Now we coddle these people. How dare you? We're going to take you away from child. Can you believe this? Tonight on the evening news, a family of a newborn had their baby taken away because they tried to assume its gender. No, we're not assuming anything. We're looking down between its legs and we're telling what the gender is by that. We need to take some of these trans people and have them milk bowls. Yeah, go over to that bowl over there and try to milk it. Yeah, I need some milk for my cereal. Go ahead and milk that bowl. They'll learn really quickly that there's a difference between males and females when it comes to cow versus bull. Get the horns rammed up there. You know what? Yeah, really quickly will change. Like that one thing? If you put 100 women and 10 men on an island in 110 years, you will have a thriving community of men and women. If you put 100 trans women and 10 men on an island in 110 years, you will dig up the skulls of 110 men. Follow me for more science. And I was pissing my pants. I was rolling. I'm like, but like the Budweiser marketing executive, Daniel Blake, he's gone. He's done. I'm sorry, but most of the people are never going to drink Budweiser again. You know, just like the November election in 2020, I gave up Fox News. I mean, it's Tucker Carlson's win when he left Fox News. Just like this, you know, I know so many people, I don't drink, but if you do, that's great. But Bud Light is an Anheuser-Busch product. Many people are done with them forever. Hello? Someone there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's up?
Yeah, not much. What's up, man?
What do you want to talk about?
Well, I called to talk about Tucker, man. So,
go ahead. What do you want?
So with this situation, we would assume that the people at Fox ran the numbers and said that some way they can either get numbers close to or they have somebody in waiting, I'm guessing Will Kane or something, who they think can be an adequate replacement. So I'm asking you, basically, do you think Fox can do it? And then as far as Tucker goes, does a deal with OAN or one of the other networks even make sense with all the open platforms today? You start up a podcast, you know, he's bigger than Joe Rogan in about a month. So which way do you think those two things are going to go?
I honestly think with Tucker Carlson, if he did his own podcast or did his own thing on Rumble or whatever, I think he would dominate. He has an open book right now. This is actually, they have to have something lined up to replace him because him and Dan Bongiorno, I know people, a ton of people that's all they watched. They watched Fox for Dan Bongiorno and for Tucker Carlson. And now that those two are gone, they're done with him. And I think Tucker Carlson has an open book. I mean, he had 4 million plus viewers every night on his show, and he can take them wherever he wants to, sort of like Howard Stern. You know, okay, when he left radio and he went to XM radio. Like,
yeah,
right?
that's what I was going to get into next. And this is a problem a lot of people have had over the past couple decades with media. sometimes we assume that the star personality, everything is going to travel with them, but you start to find out things are a little different when you're not the guy at the branded place that you were. So Howard's kind of the bad tale of this. Howard at one point was like a pop culture, you know, phenomenon in America. Now it's more like a niche, you know, personality. So I don't know, man. This is going to be interesting. Again, I'm not a fan. I'm just watching this just because you don't see every day somebody get rid of their biggest cash cow on the network.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the thing, because I've heard that they mutually agreed to – I've heard that Tucker Carlson was leaving. I heard that they mutually agreed to just go their separate ways. I think in a couple days to maybe a week, we'll know more about why, if it was a decision. You know, some people say it's because, hey, he's a true American, and when he brought out information, like when you look at that January 6th footage, and it shows police officers walking the people around and, okay, trying to help them get into doors and do stuff, okay, if it's an insurrection, the police would be arresting them. They wouldn't be showing them around and escorting them around and trying to get them into doors. And they said, you know, some people say that it's because of the Dominion lawsuit. So until we see further down the road in like a 3 or 4 days or maybe a week, I think that's when we might know the real reason why Tucker decided to leave Fox and Fox decided to say bye-bye to Tucker. Because as far as I've heard...
I don't know, man. You got to sign a lot of paperwork for a partnership like that to end. So I don't know how much is going to be, hey, you're going to get X amount because you're agreeing never to speak on this, that, and the third, and we're not going to trash you. We'll say we're parting ways amicably. But here's the thing. If it was a good split, we would at least seen a farewell show. We wouldn't have had him leaving on a Friday thinking it's a regular night and he's going to come back, you know, the next week, and then all of a sudden he doesn't come back. So that makes me think this was there. Action forcing his hand.
Yeah.
And I have to say, show, right?
Yeah, because from what we're understanding, this is over the weekend. But I don't think it was like a Don Levin situation where his agent calls him up and says, "Yeah, you're fired." So it's going to be interesting to see, because, and I'm sure with a lot of disclosure agreements that, okay, hey, we're going to pay this and this, you know, I wonder what they're going to. What we'll find out, if anything. You might never know.
Right, right. Don Lemon is kind of different, because Don was a personality that was happy to be on CNN. He wasn't necessarily bringing people to the party. You know what I mean? So it's not like he's a frontline type of personality, but he's just another guy. You know, replace him and it's, you know, thing moves on.
Oh, yeah.
But either way, man, just wanted to ask you about that stuff, man, because this is interesting.
It is.
Gearing up for 2024, that happens. Say, okay. Now let's take this to the Twilight Zone and say, what stops Tucker from getting involved in politics and getting on the bottom of that card with your boy?
I could see a lot of scenarios like that. It depends if that's what he really wants to do.
I mean, if he's willing to do it, I mean, it's better than Haley or Tim Scott or any of those other people. That'd be the strongest ticket they could come up with. I'm just being honest. And again, I'm definitely not on that side. Like, I'm on the other side. So this is not somebody calling in who's agreeing with you. But that would be a strong ticket.
Yeah. I mean, and my take on it is people have seen, like in my lifetime, I was born in 75, and I've not seen, I mean, if one party was so great, then one party would dominate, everyone would vote that same party over and over and over again, but it goes back and forth, back and forth, and back and forth. Instead of building a wall and keeping it, maintaining it, we're going to do this. And then when it doesn't get done, someone campaigns on doing – they campaign on the same thing over and over again. And it's like, I don't know, I think people are like, okay, we're done with these career people. Let's get someone that's never been in D.C. to see what happens, to see what they can do. And actually, I mean, because not many people realize Fox News is owned by Disney, which owns ABC. It's owned by globalists. So,
yeah, I mean,
that's
Rupert
me,
Murdoch.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, what, Rupert's getting up there, though. He's almost out of the game. Then he has this lawsuit, and now he has to kind of figure out a way to rebrand it on the fly. So, I don't know.
Yep.
I think they got another one coming, too. But, I mean, that was a big mistake, though, to get involved in something to leave yourself legally, you know, liable. Like, I feel like that's YouTube conversation. I feel like they should have let the personalities on YouTube give the fans that wanted to hear that instead of putting that on the network and putting yourself at risk like that. That's insane.
Yeah.
But we'll see, man. We'll see.
Yep.
Either way, mass media is a dying entity. Even, like, even you think about Tucker's almost, like, even Tucker, like you said, 4 million. That's not a lot. This is not like back in the day where, you know, news orgs ran everything. People get their news from wherever they want now. So.
Yep. I remember back in the day, it was on a Monday Night Football that they cut out and they came on and said that John Lennon had died. Where now, you would have found out on your phone, they would have, you know, you would have heard. And it's like, folks, we want to take this time out to get some unfortunate news. And the people that were calling the football game on Monday Night Football had to stop the game because it was so different back then that and they had to announce that John Lennon was killed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where now
there's no place for
now
that
it's
now.
Like now, when I was a kid, you had to wait till 6 o'clock to see what Dan Rather said. Now you can find out, like, it instantly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I guess in our lifetimes, we saw CNN come to pass, which was the first idea of 24 hours, because in reality, you really don't need a 24-hour news cycle. It was always overkill. And they made so much money off it, and then Fox came right behind it and followed the, you know, follow the format, just a different ideology to work for them. But now it's like you just said, the need for a 24-hour news cycle is just not there. We already know.
Yeah,
they're giving us opinion and commentary afterwards.
Yeah.
Well, all right, man. You gonna have a good show, all right, man.
All right, take care. Thanks for calling in, man. Bye bye.
Yep.
I want to get into this really quickly. James O'Keefe, there's a thing called Act Blue, and it's a liberal donation thing. It's like an activist group and it's a liberal action group. And James O'Keefe went to these liberal people's houses and said, "Did you donate to, maybe $500? Oh, well, we have public records showing that you made like 3 donations a day for like 2 years in the amount of 200 and some thousand. I donate to Act Blue, but like maybe $500 or $300, not 200 and some thousand." And he showed all these people that when they went to their houses, yes, they donated to Act Blue. Don't get me wrong, but not the 32,000 like they have public record for. You donated 17,000. Times for 32,000 donations? No. I've donated like maybe $500, $600, $700, maybe $1,000, but not no 32,000. And one person was asking him to see if he could investigate to find out who's doing this. And it's, why are people that donate to Act Blue finding out through James O'Keefe, who's a conservative, that not only are they donating on, someone's donating on their behalf. So somebody is using their name and address and everything to make tons of, they're laundering money. They're concealing, because I'm not donating the money to Act Blue. Well, I donated $200 to Act Blue. But it says here through public records and through all these statements that I've donated like $20 million to Act Blue, let's say. And we're trying to find out why are tons of people finding out that they donated crap tons of money to act blue when they didn't. Not that they didn't donate at all. They didn't. They donated $1,000, let's say. Well, this shows you donated $200,000. You had to donate it like three times a day, and oh, it's creepy. And like, it's basically money laundering. Like, who donated that money then to act blue? Because you didn't. Someone did. Someone's concealing donors because they don't want to know who the donor is. But like my caller that called in said, and it's true. This 24-hour media thing is gone. I mean, like you think about it like this. MASH had the highest rated final season finale of any show to date, percentage-wise on TV. Me and my wife don't have a cable. We just have an antenna. We love watching all the old Rockford Files and all the old shows, like Barnaby Jones, stuff like that. But, you know, 4 million is not a lot of people. And he's top at and he's top at Fox. And he's probably higher than anyone at CNN. Because most people, I mean, I watch Officer Tatum. He's a black conservative. I watch Will Johnson. He's a black conservative. I watch Terrence K. Williams. You know, like I joke about, you know. The liberals got rid of the Native American on Land O'Lakes, but they kept the land. You know, but it's just one of these things that we live in this whole world that, like I've said many times, most of these kids, if they got the country that they wanted, we would still be British. Or in some cases, we'd be like North Koreans. We'd have to go and bow down to the dear leader. And if you got a hamburger, you thank the dear leader because he gave it to you. He invented the car. He invented everything. You know, our founders, you know, if I'll leave it with this. Give me liberty or give me death. How much security are you willing? How much liberty are you willing to give up for security? None. With a firm reliance in the protection of the divine providence, we meet you to pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this Wednesday, good night and God bless. Goodbye.